Okay, we got enough
We're up
on.
to Sif Cuss through 21.
Only through 21. We don't finish the whole sim. Why would they stop
No,
at
it's
21
a
and not
long
at
one. It's a
22?
long. I don't know. It's a long one. 20.
I'm not gonna complain. I gotta go and back into this. How long would I have to living after living Lakewood? If okay, Chess, yeah. We're talking about the order of who does Kaddish, who gets Kaddish, and who gets the Davar. A Toshav comes before an Ireach, meaning somebody, I never understood this halacha, but somebody who lives in the town or in that shul, who davens in that shul, comes before guests. What happened to Achnasas Archim? I have no idea. Right? But okay, we don't, meaning a guest comes up, sorry, you don't get a Kaddish. You don't get a Kaddish because you're a guest. All right. Yahrzeit, Toshav v'Yahrzeit Reireach. Let's say you have a
Well, don't you?
Yahrzeit.
Yeah, don't you? You have to give it to some. You have to give
No,
priority.
it's a priority, but I'm saying good. He's a guest. Let him have it. Right? That's what I would have thought. No, you have to be nice to guests.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't.
We didn't
Obviously,
tell him
not
we can't
all.
dive. We didn't tell him we can't dive in there.
No, but I mean, I would hope it's not Sadaim. It's not Sadaim. Right?
But no, you have places here that will tell you they have another chiyuv that's there, and they're a member, and you're not a member. Even if you have Yahrzeit, like, I'm sorry, he's a member. I don't care if you have Yahrzeit, he's gonna
Exactly.
go.
Right.
He
Yeah,
goes.
David, yeah, you're 100% right.
This
Well,
is where
let's
they
do
get it from.
this.
Yeah,
Is
but
yeah,
no,
this
I'm
is.
saying, like, even if, like, you have Yahrzeit and you have Kadima over him, they're like,
No,
no, I'm sorry, he's a member.
I understand it. You have a guy waiting to say Kaddish for 2 weeks because all the people in the shul, and he finally gets a shot, and the guy comes in, a guest.
Right, no,
So
that's
go back
true.
to,
You're right. You're right. But okay.
No,
So
I'm
some.
not saying, not even like a guest. It's like somebody from the neighborhood. I'm not a member here,
Well,
but
if you're not a member, then you're not. Then you're a guest. If you're not a member, then you're a guest. That's what you have to say. All right.
right.
Let's see. It's going to go through the options. Yahrzeit Toshav, Yahrzeit Areyach. You have a Yahrzeit from a Toshav and a Yahrzeit from a guest. Ein l'Areyach klum. The Areyach gets nothing. Ben Shloishim Toshav, a Toich Hashana Toshav. Somebody who's in Shloishim who lives there. Or Toich Shana Toshav, the Yahrzeit Areyach, and a Yahrzeit who's a guest. You gotta keep track of all this. Right? Yesh Areyach Kaddish Echad. So then the guest does get a Kaddish. Right? Vim Yesh Yahrzeit Toshav, somebody who a member, let's call it a member. A member has Yahrzeit, and a member has Shloshim, and a Yahrzeit is a guest. Yesh Gam Kein Areyach Kaddish Echad. He gets one Kaddish. And the yard side is a Toshav, can't tell him, ani kadam, I come first. Because you could say, Lamedi, I'm not taking anything from you. Right? Elami ben Shleshim, I'm taking a Kaddish from the Shleshim away, I'm not taking yours. Rishon. And the yard side of the Toshav, the member, says the first Kaddish, the yard side of Reach, Kaddish Sheni, and the guest takes the second. Ben Shloshim, Kaddish Shloisha, and Kaddish Shlishi, and the Shloshim takes the Kaddish Shlishi. Fine, test. Areach Ben Shloshim, Toshav Toich Hashana. You have a guest who's in Shloshim, and a Toshav is Toich Hashana. Shove him, then they're equal. Right? You see that? A Shloshim, which is more Chomer than somebody who's in the year, it's equal. Yahrzeit Toshav, let's say you have a Yahrzeit who's a member. Uben Shloshim Areach. So the Yomer HaToshav of Kaddish Rishon V'Sheni, then the what do you call it again? The member does Kaddish Rishon V'Sheni, V'Areach gets Shlishi. Yud Aleph, V'Areach B'Soich Hashana. If you have the guest in a year, Yesh Le Kaddish Echad V'Soich HaVeilim Toshavim B'Soich Hashana. He gets one Kaddish amongst all the members. Fine. Yud Beis, Toshav Nikra L'Inyan Zeh. So how do you define a Toshav? How do you define a, well, David's defining it as a member. Right, but how do you do it? So Toshav Nikolinin Zeh, Kol Sheyesh Lekan Diras Keva. If you have a Diras Keva, meaning you own a house, Avapi Sheinu Pereya Mas, even if he doesn't pay taxes, Hashu Pereya Kan Mas, or he pays taxes, Avapi Sheinu Darkan, even though he doesn't live there. Umishabol Lekan Mimakam Acher, or if somebody came here from some other place, Loimar Kaddish Acher Avavi, he might show you Darum Kan, to say Kaddish after his father and his mother that were living there. Avishahema you touch from Khan, even though they were living here. Dorkan, even though this son is not living here, Veina Perea Khan, and he doesn't pay kan ma, he doesn't pay taxes, ain loy din toshav, he's not considered a member or whatever.
Would it change nowadays where you could live in Lawrence or Far Rockaway and there's 27 shuls and right. one that's 6 blocks away you've never ever stepped into in your life?
Right. So I think that's what David is saying, is David Weissman, is that it goes on membership. It goes by membership nowadays. If you're a member, then good. If you're not a member, then you're considered a guest.
Yeah, these places have reservations, like the Minion Factory. You can reserve online now.
Oh yeah, but and even if you don't pay dues,
even if you don't pay dues, anybody can just go online and reserve at the Chaim V'Shon for whatever time they want. And in the White Shul, whoever's the Gabbai in the White Shul, they tell him, "Oh, I want to reserve this Minion for Kaddish." So it doesn't even make a difference if you go,
because the White Shul, you're supposed to, the White Shul, a member gets first.
No, but even so, I'm a member of the White Shul, and the guy said to me, "Oh, you're a member?" I said, "Yes, but this guy reserved. Do you mind?" I said, "You know, I'm not arguing. Go for it."
He asked if you mind. You could say you do mind.
No, I could say I don't mind, but you figure it's better for the neshama that you don't argue. If I had yard side, I'd say, "Yes, I do mind. I have yard side. I don't care if this guy reserved." But, I was in my discussion, I said, "Forget it."
Yeah, Shaila Shayoshev doesn't have membership, so how does it work there? Anyways, it's a yeshiva. Yeshivas do whatever they want. Okay, bye. Balabayis shemachzik melamed or misharis. How about a balabayis who hires a melamed or a worker? So he's really living in their house, or that's imen pnuyim. If they're single in the krayim kan toshav, that they're called toshav because they're piggybacked on their father's on their boss. But if they're married, hare kan ke'orchem, then they're like orchem. Alayim would be yeshiva, and somebody learns yeshiva. He melamed hamuscha l'kama balei batim. Let's say you have a melamed who was hired. Aval pi sheyeshem noshim b'makom achra. Then even if they're married, dinam kan ketoshavim, they're considered like people that live there, right? Because they're there for a long time to help out. Hamagadol yosim b'beisa. Let's say somebody has a yosim in his house. Afilu b'schar, even if he's getting paid. Let's say he doesn't have not a mother, not a father. Yesh loy kan din toshav, he has a din toshav. Avalim yesh loy av oy ein b'makom achra. Let's say he has a father or a mother in another place, right? One or the other, obviously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be yosim. Afilu megadloy b'toyras tzedakah. Even if he's being a tzedakah case, yesh loy din areach, he's considered a guest. Okay. Yud gimel mishmas bal v'sa knesas v'sa medesh tomid. Right. Oh, so now let's say Davin's constantly in the shul. Order business and above loymer kaddish basic nesses acheres. Havelim shibasham yichaylim l'tchaisak. Right. That's you push him away. Afilu hu toich shiva. Even if he's in shiva, the gara meyarech, he's worse than a guest. Kareyach ain't like makom l'spal of loymer kaddish, because a guest has no place to go. He's a guest. Zeh yesh loy, and this guy has. He has another shul. So go back to your regular shul. Right. That's what I am when somebody makes the mistake of texting me that they have a Rav, he just didn't answer the phone. I say, okay, yeah, you have a Rav, you can wait until he tries to answer the phone. If he doesn't answer in another or whatever, then you get back to me. All right, so if anybody has that, don't tell me that. And then, fine. Yudah, Misha Yochav, a Rav, L'spal of Nei Ateva. Let's say somebody has the ability to daven for the Amid. Yispal, he should daven. Davening but Amid is better than saying Kaddish. Shalait Niskan Alel Ketanim. Really, Kaddish Yosem after davening was for Ketanim, who can't daven for Amid. Umishen Yochel Ispal called Tfila. And then let's say you don't have the ability to daven the whole Tfila. Ispal Min Ashri Valatzian Ulalon. Right? You daven from there till the end. Umishi Yesh Eschus Yosem Kaddishim. Let's say somebody has more Schus in Kaddishim. We're going Ben Shuvo Shleishim. Yesh Agam Kain Schus Yosem Binin Tfila. He has more of a Schus in Tfila. The meaning is that an oval does not daven for the omid on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Let's say he was always chazen, or he stam used to daven for the omid. Then he could daven even during avelus. That's why you have chazanim, set chazanim of Yom Naroyim. They daven for Amid, right? But that are Avelim. Shnayim Sheshavim B'din Kaddish. Let's say two people are equal in Kaddish. Tesvav now. Ushneim yichayim l'spal l'fnei yotevim. They both have the ability to be chazanim. Umurutzim b'shav l'kol. And everybody likes them equally. Yotilu garel l'shemek a garel. Shechir yispal ar asher yuval l'tzion. V'asheni yispal asher yuval l'tzion. Right, one davens till asher, and then the other one davens after that. Right? V'im echad einu yochil l'spal l'fnei yotevim. Let's say they're not able to daven. But amir o'sheinim rutzim l'kol. Or people just don't like the way he davens. This guy doesn't lose the schus b'kadeshim. Meaning, just because one guy can't down for Rome, it doesn't mean he gets to say all the kadeshim. Laniach hakadosh lemi shelo yispalo, to somebody who doesn't daven. Kol shekain l'ketanim, and kol shekain he should have either let the ketanim who can't down for Rome, he should at least let them have their kadosh. Tezayin mishu aval al aviv. A gamal imoy, let's say he's an ova for his father and mother, so he has double schus. Komakam endless schus yosef betfilas v'kadeshim ishar oval. He does not have any more of a schus than anybody else. Shem dezikaron echad oylu lekan ulekan, because one zikaron could work for both. Knesset Yecheskel, I know the Yehuda Tinyana, right? This is referring to somebody who's hired to say kadeshim. He doesn't get any more schus. So it's mashma like this, that you could learn, people ask constantly, that can they learn Mishnayos for two different neshamas? Right? Seems like from this, we could say that you can. But I don't know if that's, I'm saying that on my own, I don't know if that's true. Yudzai, knowing in chain, I'm a Kaddish, Rak Achad, Asar, Elsar Kaddish, you only say Kaddish for 11 months. Because we don't want you to make it look like you think your parents are Rishoyim. The Mishpat Shal Rishoyim, who Shneim Asar Chodesh, Rishoyim go for 12 months into Gehenim. So therefore, you'd say for 12 months. Now, if you say for 12, then it says, oh, I need to do Kaddish because my parent is in Gehenim. So you do 11 months. There's different Minhagim. Some do 11 months in a week, 11 months. They take a week off and they go back to say Kaddish. Some take a day off. Right, okay. Shem Meis Derech Moshel Yud Shvat. Let's say he dies in Yud Shvat. Chaysik Lemer Test Tavis. You finish Test Tavis. Will be Yud Tavis Lo Yomer. And don't say it on Yud Tavis. Though you have a Yom Rishon B'Chaydish Shnei Masa. That's one day into the 12th month. Yom Echad B'Chaydish Chashuv Chaydish. And one day into the month is considered a month. Avi Keilu Amar Shnei Masa Chaydish. And if you said it for 12 months, meaning you don't even want to go in one day. You say like, what's a big deal? I'll go in one day. No, that's considered like you already. That's already not proper covet. When you say money miyam akfurim, with this inin you count from the day of burial. Lo miyam amisa, not from the death. Shem nikra yud alef shvat, as I poskim yud teves. You stop in yud teves. Ki amishpat ein a maskel ad lacher akfuro. The judgment doesn't start until the burial. Shem hayse shana muberes. If it's a leap year, poskim tes. You stop after a yud bekislev. Tess or Yud Kislev. Yom Zesh Upaisik by Yesh Leikola Kadeshim. If it's your last day of Kaddish, you get priority for everything. Rakli Yartzei Shayach Kaddish Echad. If there's somebody with a Yartzei, he gets one. Echein LeBen Shleishim. Same thing for a Ben Shleishim. If Yesh Kama Yartzei, Oy Bnei Shleishim, Nidchehu Mipneim LeGamri, he gets pushed off totally. Mishi Yedeh Ba'ava V'imai Shei Rishayim, Me'aysen Shenidai Nishneim Asa Chaydish. Let's say somebody knows that his parents were Rishayim, and they're going to be judged for 12 months. Rayu mechuyev sheyomer kaddish neim asa chaydish. Then they should say kaddish for 12 months. I never heard of anybody doing that nowadays. And the reason is,
do you know that their parents were rishayim?
So in the footnote it brings here that Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if they were machal Shabbos, then you should say for 12 months. I don't think that's the accepted. That's the accepted psak, but that's what he brings here.
You also have to say Rav, if they were Rishayim, you get called in for an aliyah?
Oh. Yeah, because you're not supposed to say, you don't say Rav, you say Reb, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Yud Ches, because Yesh Harbi Avelim Rachmana Litzlan, there's many Avelim, as I could say, Shalai Yavoyli, they Ketos, as Merivas, I'm sorry, so they shouldn't come to fighting. This is the source for what we do nowadays. Two or three say together. And that's what people do nowadays. Mashur and the Kitzer, that more than two or three don't say together because that's too many voices. Right? Okay, but the meaning is what everybody says. You test. The main basic ness is Oval al Ovav Imun. Let's say there's no, Naftali, this is for you. If there's nobody in the shul that's an Oval for his parents, Oimer Oisa Kaddish Misha Ein Loi Ava Eim. then somebody who doesn't have a father or mother should say Kaddish at the end of davening. Right? And the Ramah and the Mishmurah say even somebody who has parents should say a Kaddish if he thinks the parents wouldn't care.
This is by every davening, Shacharis bin Chamarav.
Yes, at the end of davening. Yes. But I call Mesa Yisrael. You're saying it on behalf of all the dead people from Yisrael. That's what it says in the Ramah. For some reason, many shuls are not makbid on this.
Sulet, not by Marv, or only by Shachar. I forgot what the Rav told me.
Hadarav. Sulet does it by Shachar. They don't do it by Mincha Marv.
Right.
Shayoshev, I think, does it.
Yeah, Shayoshev does it.
Shifra Akawi does not do it.
Right.
Which means Lakewood doesn't do it. I don't know. Rabbi Force does it. Rabbi Force, by him, says Kaddish. If there's nobody there saying Kaddish. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, anyways. And here it's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh v'kama shenogu sheshar kreivim oimrim kaddish al kreivim k'shen aveilim al aviyim v'imam. Or somebody like for an uncle or for what could say the kaddish if there's nobody else. V'gam k'shesh aveilim al aviyim v'imam v'yesh mi sheroi t'lemer kaddish achar avi ziknoi. Let's say somebody wants to say after his grandparent, Isaacentoi, or his grandmother, Shemesa Beloi Bonim, who died without kids. Right, we, me, and parents have the situation. My father was a Ben Yochid. Or after a child or bita, Shemesa Beloi Bonim, Yanichu Loi Avelim Loimer Kaddish Echad, the Avelim should say one Kaddish. Meaning, give him one Kaddish. Yesh Mekavish Anogu Shagam Shar Krevim Oyrim Kaddish, Afilu B'makam Sheyesh Avelim Alav Eim. And there are places that the minig is that other relatives also say Kaddish, even in the makam that there's a father, al Avaim, el Shais, and Pshar Avaim, they make some sort of agreement. They don't say all the Kaddishim like somebody who's in Avelus or a father or mother, but Hochem Becholze Achar Aminig, Uvachi Aminig Kavua Beir, you got to have a set minig in a city, which we obviously don't have that anymore. Any either. We have set minhagim for shuls, not set minhagim for cities. Chaf Habas, Ein Lo Lomer Kaddish Beis HaKnesses. A daughter should not say Kaddish in Shul. Ach Yesharim Shim Roitzim Lases Minyan Bebeisa Shatayim Hashom Or Rishus Biyodim. If you want to make a minyan that the daughter could say Kaddish, you have Rishus. Yesharim Degam Zoy Sein Lases. And some say don't even do that, which I think is the minig in our circles. Right? But she could learn Lili Nishmas. But we'll see in Chafez. Chafez is very interesting, but that's tomorrow's. Let's say you have yard site, you can't say Kaddish. You're going to show you Baderech, I shall give you Kaddish. Yochalomer Kaddish, but Tfilas Arvis, Shalachar yard site. You can say it by Myriv, might say the yard site. I have no idea why that is, but you can do that. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good talk.
Tomorrow's right. Tomorrow you're doing it regular time?